ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो टुडे वी विल बी टेकिंग श्रीमद्भागवतम 1.3.1 एंड श्रीमद्भागवतम 1.3.2।
सुतुवाच जग्रहे
पौरुषं रूपं
भगवान्
महद्
आदिभिः सम्भूतं षोडशकलम् आदौ लोक शिश्रक्षया ट्रांसलेशन।
Sukha said, in the beginning of the creation, the Lord first explained himself in expanded himself in the universal form of the Purusha incarnation and manifested all the ingredients for the material creation. And thus, first there was the creation of the 16 principles of material action. This was for the purpose of creating the material universal.
So now you see, first of all these purports, if we recall, first and second canto, they were done in the Radha Damodar temple by Prabhupada. So at that point in time, he has really taken pains to go to details, and he has provided and he has researched variety of scriptures to provide the information in the purports. So Sudji said that in the beginning, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mataji, Mataji, aap idhar aa jaiye upar. Aap bhi Mataji, you can also sit here with me. You can sit here. Okay. So, Sudji said that in the beginning, so this is going to give about the information about creation. So, Sudji is starting about giving this information. See, Mataji, you can sit up. Mataji, Prabhu, you can...
No problem.
You can come here if you want. So, Sudji said that in the beginning of the creation, the Lord first expanded himself. Now you see, related with whatever Krishna is doing with us, we are kind of been doing the similar thing in a very small way. So if you look at it, unless and until a Purusha is involved, a child cannot be born. Similarly, unless and until the Supreme Purusha is involved, the universe cannot be manifested. And if you see, what is the Hindi word for universe?
Brahman.
Now you break this word into two. Brahma and Anda. It is a creation. In the form of a universal egg. Brahmand. Now, unless and until there is a Purush involved, there cannot be a
creation.
Simple. First egg is only formed in the woman's womb. Similarly, there also, first universal form, the universal egg is formed. And therefore a Purusha is required and a Prakriti is required, just like here Purusha and Prakriti is required for having a child. So, in the beginning of the creation, Lord first expanded himself. So he decided, okay, let me do creation. So if you ask, if the question comes, why are we here in this universe? This question is answered in two ways. One is that this is actually a kind of a game for Krishna. You know, there is a game called Pakadam Pakadai. There is one... You played, right? So, today only. So, can you tell what did you do in that? There is one person who has to...
Who has to catch the other.
And the one who is... One who catches, what happens to that person? If you touch somebody, he is out of this universe. He goes back to spiritual world. Similarly, this is Pakadam Paklai, one who catches hold of Krishna. Then he is out of this, and out of this material universe, and he transcends into the transcendental universe. So this is one analogy for what Krishna is doing. So, Dusra and Prabhupada also explained that there is desire for the soul, God knows how it happened. That is not really well answered. But some point in time, somehow or the other, right? That is the general words used. Somehow or the other, desire came and therefore Krishna said, "Theek hai bhai, jao, tum bhi bhogo jaake. You want to do this on your independently, so you please go ahead and do it. Mataji, he can fall down, please be careful." Okay. So Krishna decided, okay, let me create this universe. So what he does is, let us read this. So here it says, he expanded himself. This expanded Purusha is the Mahavishnu who expands. Actually, Prabhupada explained, from Krishna, Baladeva comes. From Baladeva, Sankarshan comes. From Sankarshan, Aniruddha comes, and after that straight away comes is
the four expansions of Sankarshana. Aniruddha.
Yes. And but after that you have is the you have the Mahavishnu. From there Mahavishnu comes. Okay, so in between 2-3 expansions then Mahavishnu comes. So the Lord who is expanding himself to create the universe is the form called as Mahavishnu. And in the Mahatattva, he just glances. So Prabhupada explains that there is 2/3 is the spiritual universe and roughly 1/3 is the material universe. In that entire spiritual sky, there is a small place where this Mahatattva cloud is created. How it is created? By simply glancing. So Krishna just glances and the Mahatattva is created. And in that Mahatattva, he lies down. That is the first expansion of himself in the Purusha incarnation. And then what does he do? Brahma is not creating the material elements. There are 16 material elements which are created. All these 16 material ingredients are created by Mahavishnu. And these principles are used later on by Brahmaji to create the different forms in the. So even Brahma has not created the basic ingredients. Now what are these 16 elements which he creates? This simply is by glancing. And other things also, Bhagavatam tells us, are generated by agitating Mahatattva. That is why, and Mahatattva is the creator of the three gunas and the mind. That is why actually the mind is generated from mode of goodness. But because Mahatattva has been agitated, mind is also has the propensity to be agitated. So what are these 16 elements? There are 10 indriyas, 5 jnanendriyas and 5 karmendriyas. One is mind and 5 is Mahabhuta, which is Bhumirapo Analvayu Kham. One is there, so these are the 16 elements which are created by Shivo.
ये पक्का तनिया बनेगा बड़ा
फ्राइडे से हमारे घर में बहुत भजन ही होते हैं होटल में भी भजन होते हैं
इसको आप एक थाली और एक चम्मच दीजिए
घर में सो दीज आर द 16 एलिमेंट्स व्हिच कृष्णा क्रिएट्स एंड बिसाइड दीज 10, 11 and 5, right? Now which are the 5 karmendriyas? So these are the working senses and these are karam indriyas. Meaning, you can see these. Hands, legs, genitals, rectum, mouth. These are visible and physical. But five are Gyanendriyas, meaning Gyan. You will get the knowledge by using these. These are softwares. वो पहला वाला hardware है, दूसरा वाला software. And these five Gyanendriyas, smell, touch, taste, see and hear. So these are the 16 elements which Krishna creates while he is lying down as Mahavishnu. And let us read this.
Original personal is Goddess Vasudeva or Lord Krishna, who is famous as the son of King Vasudeva or King Nanda, is full with all opulences, all potencies, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge and all renunciation.
Right. So there are six opulences which Krishna has. Right? But he has two other opulences also. Let's read the next one.
A part of his opulence is manifested as impersonal Brahma.
Yes. So impersonal Brahma feature is also his opulence. Next, Prabhu.
And part of his opulence is manifested as Paramatma.
Yes. So one side you have impersonal Brahma, one side you have Paramatma. Okay, Prabhu, yes.
This Purusha feature of the same personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna as stated in the sloka, is the original Paramatma manifestation of the Lord.
Yes. So now you see, this Purusha which has been mentioned here, that Jagrahe Paurusham Rupam. Ye jo Purush hai, this Purusha is actually from the original Paramatma manifestation. Because Paramatma manifestation is the Purusha opulence. So all the Purushas are getting further expanded from the Paramatma manifestation. So in the end we will have a chart, but let's continue with this. Now further, next one, Prabhu.
So there are three Purusha features in this in the material creation, and this form, who is known as Karna Udarshayi Vishnu, is the first of the three.
Yes.
The others are known as Garbhodarshayi Vishnu and Shirodarshayi Vishnu.
Right. So now you see, you have Krishna, from there Baldev and then Sankarshan, and after that straight away we have Mahavishnu. And from Mahavishnu, there are two main features coming out from here, which is, before Mahavishnu, there are two main opulences coming out. One is the impersonal and is the personal. So now, that personal one is the Paramatma manifestation, and from Paramatma, the three are appearing, which is known as Karanadakshai, Garbhodakshai and Shirodakshai. Now we will go into a little bit of technological thing here, in the technical thing, but all these three are expansions from Mahavishnu only. So from Mahavishnu, Karmadakshai, then Dharmadakshai, then Shirodakshai. And the innumerable universes are generated from the skin holes of Karmadakshai. So let us see, maybe I should go to, okay, now it's there. So let's see here. So here is Sri Krishna is there. There are six opulences, strength, knowledge, wealth, beauty, fame and renunciation. And there are two parts of opulences, the Brahma manifestation and the Paramatma manifestation. This Paramatma manifestation is the Purusha feature which is mentioned here in this, who is going to do the creation. Maybe I should bring this, I think, which will become a little easier for me also and for everybody. Now, so you see, here is a Paramatma Purusha manifestation. This has three Purusha manifestations. The Karmadakshaya Vishnu, which is the Mahavishnu, the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and the Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Now, each one has a particular name for a reason. So Karana Dakshai Vishnu. Karan means what?
Karan.
Reason. So he is the reason for creating this universe, therefore his name is Karana Dakshai. And where he lies down to create is called a reasonable place. It is called, reason has another word called cause. What is the cause of this? So the water in which he is lying down is called? Causal ocean. So therefore, Mahavishnu and so he, Krishna just glances and after that the Mahatattva is created. In that Mahatattva the 16 elements are created. In that Mahavishnu lies down in the water which is called the causal ocean and therefore his name as Karmodakshayi Vishnu. Let us go back. This information only serious Bhagavatam readers only will listen to this, because otherwise it's very technical, but once you know about it, it gives you a lot of information as to why something is created and how it is created. So we have seen there are three Purusha features in the material creation, and this form, who is known as Karmodakshayi Vishnu, which is the Mahavishnu, is the first of the three. The second one is Garbhodakshayi, third one is Shirodakshayi, which we shall know one after another. Okay, fine. So now, up till here we have reached. Next. Okay, please read.
This Mahatattva contains all the ingredients of the material manifestation, including the conditioned source.
Yeah. So this is like a, you know, chapati banane ke liye aata goonte, right? So Mahatattva is like that. Usme 16 elements are already there. In that the conditioned souls are mixed like salt. Chalo bhai, you want to go and enjoy, right? Chalo jao ye thoda chhota diya usme. And now creation is going to happen. They are mixed in that. These are all purports of Prabhupada. This is not from my side, so please. I don't have this much. I have no knowledge about this. Until I read this one, it was eye-opener for me. Okay, next one please.
Primarily, this Mahatattva is divided into 16 parts, namely the 5 gross material elements and 11 working instruments or senses.
Yeah, so we saw that, right? That after this, there are 3 Purushas. First Purusha is Mahavishnu, and in the Mahatattva itself the above 16 elements have been created already, right? Just by glancing, baki kuch karna nahi hai. See the technology, seen and done.
Touch screen jaisa side screen.
Wo touch bhi usko creation is done. So the it's amazing creation. Okay, now this Mahatattva is like a cloud in the clear sky. In the spiritual sky, the effulgence of Brahma is spread around and the whole system is dazzling in spiritual light. So, from Krishna, the entire light is there. In that light, the Mahatattva is assembled in some small corner in the unlimited sky, and thus covered by Mahatattva is called, so Mahatattva is called the material sky. See, it's all about substance. Either spiritual substance or material substance, but creator, owner, everything is one only. So this part of spiritual sky is called Mahatattva and is only an insignificant portion of the whole spiritual sky. Okay. This I have taken it from another canto because it has a relevance. Prabhupada has explained the same concept in the second canto also. So just please read this very important information here.
In a corner of a spiritual sky of Brahma Jyoti, a spiritual cloud sometimes appears and the covered portion is called the Mahatattva.
So this is clear, right? Mahatattva is created in the spiritual sky with the 16 elements. The Lord then
The Lord then by his planetary portion of Mahavishnu, Karmodakshayi Vishnu lies down within the water of the Mahatattva, and the water is called the causal ocean, Karmajala.
Karan means reason, Jal means water. So Mahavishnu and Karmodakshayi Vishnu are same. And they lie down in the water, within the water of Mahatattva. And that water is therefore called causal ocean.
Okay. While Mahavishnu sleeps within the causal ocean, innumerable universes are generated along with his breathing.
Have you seen anybody who can do something while sleeping?
Noise.
Snoring. Well then, yeah. But look at this, Mahavishnu is sleeping within the causal ocean and innumerable. Imagine if he wakes up, what he can do. By sleeping, he generated innumerable universes are generated along with his breathing. These universes are floating and they are scattered all over the causal ocean. So this universe in which we are there, actually we are floating in the causal ocean. And they stay only during the breathing period of Mahavishnu. So we should pray, bhaiya breathing karte rehna. Because the moment he stops, Pralay will come. And you know when Pralay, what is going to happen? Prabhupada explains. First of all, there will be hundred thousands of time of heat. There will be no water. Though we are floating on water. On causal ocean, that water. And after the heat is done, everything becomes so this one, heated up like an oven, then there will be flood. And that's it. It's all over. And after that, again, all the seeds, he will keep it inside his belly, so as to speak, and will be taken out again at the time of the
next incarnation.
Yes. So those who have escaped from there, from Nityabadh, they have become Nitya, Siddha. They have escaped. They will be left out from that Mahatattva Atta in a way. Baki Udari, they'll have to stay there because they have to come back and again fulfill their desires. Not that Krishna is wanting to do, but unka desire fulfill nahi hua abhi. Like the child is there until the child grows. See, if you take a small girl, up till a certain age she will play with dolls. But when she is 21, she doesn't want dolls, she wants husband. It's a fact. Same with boys also. It's not one way. Right? Similarly here, till the time the material toys are available, they are happy with that. But when they grow up in spiritual life, they don't want that. Because now they want the real pleasure. That is how. Okay. So these universes are floating. We covered this. Thus, they only during the breathing of Mahavishnu. In each and every universal globe, the same Mahavishnu enters again as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu and lies there on the serpent like Shesha incarnation. So now what has happened is, from his body the universes have come out and they are floating. They are mere shells. Right now they do not have a life. So what he does? Mahavishnu expands again and lies down in the garbh. At the bottom of that, that water is called Garbhodak. He lies down into that and on the Shesha. That is what is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu doing. And from his navel sprouts a lotus stem and the lotus Brahma, the Lord of Universe, is born. So this is the first kid Krishna has in material world. First child. Right? And sometimes the devotees, you know, they become very depressed. Amko association, we are not getting association. What we should do, this. Nowadays anyway internet is there, but still. We should always remember two devotees. Topmost devotees of Krishna. First one is Brahmaji. And second one is Naradji. See, you know where Brahmaji did his devotional service? Bhagavatam tells us. On top of the lotus, Bhagavatam tells us that he tried to search, who has created me?
Thousand years.
Then he went inside the lotus stem. He could not find the
source.
Then he again came back. Now when he came back again, what was there around him?
Water.
Only water. Light?
No.
No light. That was the condition in which he did devotional service. Forget about devotee association. Amazing, eh? But he got darshan of Krishna. Second, Naradji. After his mother passed away as maid, he goes to the jungle and he was alone there. There was no association there. So how much Krishna has simplified for us? From that level to this level.
At least some devotees are there.
We can sit like this. We can do some kirtan. We can have association. We can enthuse each other, but at that time, no. So, facilities are all being given. It's not that facility is not being given.
Only desire and sincerity is required. That's it. So in each and every, so now he lies down. So the universe has come out, right? In that, he lies down as Garbhodakshayi Vishnu on the serpent. And from there the lotus stem comes, and on that Brahmaji is born. And Brahmaji creates all forms of living beings of different shapes in terms of different desires. Within universe, he also creates the sun, moon and devatas. So, Brahmaji is like a foreman, engineer. Boy, here is cement, here is this, here is this, here is this. You please make shapes. That's what he does. And Bhagavatam tells us it's not here that when the living bodies are being created, that time Krishna injects the living entity into those shapes. Brahmaji doesn't do that also. So elements are given by him. Living entities are also injected by just by Krishna's glance only. That's it. And all the shapes are created by Brahmaji.
So then like now, just one point where like a, I think like you can say, the breathing like a, it is not multiple breathing. It is like one time he taken the breathing in and the breathe out he is not have done, correct? Like
correct.
No? Yeah.
He breathes out only.
No.
Breathe out, universal start, breathe in, universal go.
Universal go only.
Yeah, that's what like.
Yeah.
So it is not that completed like one breathing.
No. One done meaning, if
yeah.
He takes back meaning finished.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, because...
Just out.
Yeah, out like it. Still
yeah.
He has not taken like
we don't know
breathing.
When
yeah.
Taking it.
So you can relate whatever we are doing that has already been done by Krishna. That is to be remembered. Any activity we are doing, that has first been done, therefore we are able to do. We cannot do something which has not been done by him. The breathing has happened there. So we are able to breathe. Okay, good point, Prabhu. Thank you.
Inconceivable to our limited knowledge or limited understanding.
That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Achintya Bheda Bheda.
Yeah.
It is there, but it's not there. So, okay. So, we covered this one. Yes. Okay. So, first canto, third chapter, first shloka we did. That he has taken the Purusha incarnation, which is the Mahavishnu or the Karmodakshayi. And he lies down in the Mahatattu. The universes have come out. Now, the second shloka. Yasyam bhasi
shayanasya
yoga nidram vitanvataha nabhi
pradam
bujad asid brahma vishwa srijampatihi. Okay, please read a part.
A part of Purusha lies down within the water of the universe. From the navel lake of his body fruits a lotus stem, and from the lotus flower atop this stem, Brahma, the master of all engineers in the universe, becomes manifest.
Right. So he is the second Purusha, which is the Garbhodakshayi. First one is Karmodakshayi, from whose universes have come out. Within universe he is entered again. And he is Garbhodakshayi, from where the navel has come. Okay, so here it is, Prabhupada explains in translation. First Purusha is Karmodakshayi. His skin holds innumerable universes have sprung up. So you see, not just from breathing, even skin holes are emanating. So see the reproductive system of Krishna. Each skin hole, universe is coming out. What we can create. The Purusha enters as the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. This is the second Purusha, okay? He is lying within the half of universe, which is full with water of his body. See, there is no dearth of water actually speaking. Half of it is full. Only thing is, we are not able to ascertain, or what he has given it, that we are reuniting it. And from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu has sprung the stem of lotus flower, the birthplace of Brahma, who is the father of all living beings and the master of all devatas, engineers, engaged in perfect design and working of the universal order. Next one, somebody please, some devotee please read.
Within the stem of the lotus, there are 14 divisions of planetary system. And the earthly planets are situated in the middle. Upwards there are other better planetary systems. And the topmost system is called Brahma Loka or Satya Loka. Downwards from the earthly planetary system, there are seven lower planetary systems inhabited by the asuras and similar other materialistic living beings.
Ah, so now you see, in each universe is the 14 planetary systems. Later on we will see in Bhagavatam it will come Atal, Sutal, Patal, Talatal, Mahatal, all these lokas, Satyalok, Brahmalok, Prithvilok, Bhur, Bhurv, all these 14 planetary systems are inside that lotus stem. Actually we are sitting inside Krishna's body in the lotus stem at this very moment. Amazing, eh?
Everybody got silent.
Yeah, bro. Like, but in one another the shloka, like, it has been the whole body, like, the topmost will be like in the
Satya
Loga and all those things. The patal and all those things, like in the leg portion of it.
That is what exactly it says.
Yeah.
What you read, that the topmost system is called Brahmalok or Satyalok.
Yeah.
Downwards from earthly planets, there are seven lower planetary systems inhabited by the asuras.
Yeah.
That is Talatal, Patal, Satyalok.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, I didn't.
What it says is like, so Lord is lying down.
Yes.
So in the stem, like, the planetary systems are there.
Yes.
But in one more, this one, like, in my understanding,
sure.
If I remember correctly, the whole, all the lokas, like, it is consists of like a Lord's whole body from head to toe.
Yes.
So in the toe, like the lower portion will come.
Yeah.
In the head, like the Satya Loka and all those will come.
Yes.
So how to relate to both of
these? Good, very good question. So you have gone ahead in Bhagavatam. That's what. No, I am not joking. See, we will see this later. Within, this is the three are there, right? The three are there. One from here, universes come. Then he is light down and the lotus stem is there. And all creation by Brahmaji on the top is being created. Then within this universe, there are two more entries made by Krishna in different forms. One is the Paramatma. The other one is the Virat Roop which you are referring to. So then within each universe, he enters, unless until the Paramatma is entered, everything will be inanimated. Nothing will move. So he has entered as the Paramatma, as the Super Soul. That we will cover today. But today what we are not covering, it is the separate chapters are there, where Krishna, and that is called the Garbhodak. As Garbhodak, he enters into each universe as a Virat Roop, which is like the deity form, which has thousands of heads and eyes and legs and everything, which is what was shown to
Arjun.
And actually speaking, for a small trailer was also shown to okay, that also correct. One more person, one more asura also had a Bali. Duryodhan. When
peacemaker. No, sorry,
bro. Go ahead, go ahead. No. What is
when
that?
When he went for making peace, then he wanted to arrest him. So he expanded himself.
I mean, can you imagine the idiotic situation that somebody who has no significance sitting inside the naval in the middle of the planetary system is trying to arrest the one within whom he is sitting. This is called illusion. Maya. Yaar, jisko somebody who has created you, where you are sitting created, you are sitting inside that, you are sitting inside that universe, all elements created by him, you are trying to arrest him. But he was fortunate. Actually, he couldn't see properly because of the sheer effulgence, but he thought he had jadu dikha raha hai toh. He just brushed his hair aside. He could not take the benefit out of it. So in that universal form, there is a full chapter here where each of the creation is situated. And why this was created? Bhagavatam tells us that. Why Krishna created that Virat Roop? Because the eyes which are given to the human beings are not conducive for the spiritual visual. Therefore, and Krishna knows that in this universe, people, those who are born, they would like to see, okay, Bhagavan hai to dikhao mere ko. Okay, so what you can relate with these eyes, okay, you see that. So Bhagavatam tells us, sun, moon, they are eyes of the Lord. Like that, for each body part there is a... So Prabhupada explains that when you look at sun, so you should relate, oh Baba, Bhagavan ki aankhe dekh raha hu bhai, okay. Like this, anything. See, let me ask, okay, Laksh.
There are two.
Both are watching. Take a name of anything. Anything.
Ice cream.
Ice cream, right?
Ice cream.
Okay. Ice cream is made of?
Milk.
Milk comes
milk.
From?
Cow.
Cow. Cow. Cow is created from? Anything you touch, it goes back there only. You touch building. It's made of cement. Cement made of mountain. Mountain made of bhumi. Bhumi rapo analvayu kammar buddhi revacha. You will not go anywhere else, you will come back there only. Every, because 16 elements he only created, na? There is nothing else. So that will be covered later on. There is a full chapter there, but you are right. And that, so besides these three Purusha features, there is Garbhodak. He enters as Virat Roop. And within that we are sitting. So actually, if you really look at it, where are we? We are sitting inside the navel stem in the middle, in which the Super Paramatma is sitting in the heart and in everything else, and everything else which is situated is within the Virat Roop. This is a little, but this only Prabhupada can explain. Because it is amazing. You know, I must be candid. First time when I read it, this one. That time I was not using this earlier. So I had to make a flow chart to understand what is Prabhupada saying. Because by reading, you cannot, I mean, at least for my intelligence, I couldn't make out what is he trying to tell me. Then I had to, just like a IT problem, you have to make flow chart and flow. Ye idhar se jayega, to idhar se yes or no. Then idhar se jayega, yes or no. Like that, when I went, then okay. So we will see little bit of this. But up to the full creation it's not there, because that's in future chapters. It tells how Bhumi is created, how Vayu is created, how mind is created, how everything from where it is come, it is all sub elements of this only.
Demigods.
I just want to tell you one thing, because when I first read it earlier some time back, I had a confusion. You can suggest the confusion also. The topmost system is called Brahma Loka or Satya Loka.
It is both, Prabhu.
Huh?
It is both.
It is both.
It is both.
Brahmaji stays here. But the confusion, if you read...
Vaikuntha is also called Satya Loka.
Brahma Loka.
No.
Satya Loka.
Vaikuntha is different.
Vaikuntha is also called Satya Loka.
When spiritual...
Brahma Loka is also called Satya Loka.
When spiritual planets are told, one can use Brahma Loka also as a reference. I'm just clarifying so that, because I had this doubt ki abhi Brahma Loka material tha, abhi suddenly ye kya ho gaya.
It is used in both the places, right?
It is in both the references. Anyway, just, I'm sure you will not have this confusion, but I had. So.
Within the stem we cannot see outside, but if we are on the top of the lotus, we can see.
But see, we can see only what he can show to us. Jehi jane hu jehi dehi janai. Only that person can understand, one who is made to understand. So suppose if I come to your house and you don't want to meet, door will remain closed. Na? But if you want to come and meet and you are ready to meet, you will leave the door open. It simply is like that only. How many layers are there? Another Bhagavatam section. One is bigger than the second one 10 times or 100 times, something like that. We'll discuss sometime later. So that is the security. IT security. You cannot escape. Ek ke baad ek security. There are layers and layers of security. And then there is another chapter in Bhagavatam which will tell that when you leave, what is the path which yogi takes to reach the spiritual world and what a devotee takes. It's clearly given. The yogi goes from each planetary system, he goes those upward seven ones which are there, he goes from one to another and then he reaches the Satyalok. After the Satyalok, the material ingredients are disintegrated from the karma sharir. There are the subtle body. The subtle body has also made of earth, water, fire. That is relieved and then finally it is released, if it is allowed. Okay, so within the stem of the lotus there are 14 planetary system, 14 divisions of planetary systems, and the earthly planets, we have covered this, downward we covered this. Okay, please read.
From Garbhodayakshaya Vishnu, there is expansion of Shirodayakshaya Vishnu.
Ah.
Who is the collective Paramatma of all living beings.
Ah.
He is called Hari.
Oh.
And from him, all incarnations within the universe are expanded.
So wonderful. So now we had the Purusha number 1, Purusha number 2, this is Purusha number 3. That is Shirodakshay. Why? What is the meaning of Shir? Shir Sagar? Shir?
Milk ocean.
Milk ocean. Correct. Since he is lie down, sabka apna apna ek ocean hai. Unka casual ocean hai. Wo casually lete hue. Dusra Garbhodakshay Vishnu apne garbh mein lete hue. तीसरा क्षीरोदक्षा है, उनको मिल्क पसंद है, वो उधर लेटे हुए हैं. सो ही इज द वन हु इज कलेक्टिव परमात्मा ऑफ ऑल लिविंग बीइंग्स. ही ओनली इज कॉल्ड हरी एंड आवर इनकार्नेशंस कम फ्रॉम हियर. जस्ट फ्रॉम रेफरेंस वी शुड नॉट बिकम वेरी टेक्निकल अबाउट द स्टेटमेंट दैट ऑल द इनकार्नेशंस आर एक्सपेंडेड फ्रॉम क्षीरोदक्षाई. इन सर्टन प्लेसेस प्रभुपाद हैज यूज्ड एंड वी विल सी इट हियर. Prabhupada has used that Garbhodakshay Vishnu is the source of incarnation. Some places he is saying Shirodakshay. So let's not get stuck on that terminology. They can be interchanged at times for the purpose of who is, because they are expansion of each other only. Prabhupada clearly explained Shirodakshay is an expansion from Garbhodakshay only. Please remember, I was not clear on this point, so therefore it is my duty to mention that for me to repeat again. When it is used the word plenary expansion, plenary does not mean that the strength of Vishnu has decreased. Plenary means So what was I saying? The plenary portion, Prabhupada will use this. So the plenary portion. क्या लग गई क्या?
Humiliated pillow.
So the plenary portion means exactly the same person. It does not mean that the percentage has gone down or it is less. No. One should be very clear about it, because Prabhupada keeps using this word plenary, and sometimes we will feel, "Arey plenary, matlab wo shayad thoda junior hoga." It's not like that. It's the same. Okay. So therefore, the conclusion is that Purusha Avatara is manifested in three features: Karanodakshay, and first the Karanodakshay, which is also Mahavishnu, who creates the material ingredients in the Mahatattva. Second, Garbhodakshay, who enters and lies down and from where Brahmaji comes. And third is Kshirodakshay, who is the Paramatma of every material. See this line. Please read somebody. Very important line.
Third, the Kshirodakshay Vishnu, who is the Paramatma of every material object, organic or inorganic.
And please read the first one.
From Garbhodakshay.
There is a from Garbhodakshay.
From Garbhodakshay Vishnu. There is expansion of the Shirodakshay Vishnu, who is the collective Paramatma of all living beings.
Now you see, so he is not just the Paramatma for living beings, he is also Paramatma of every material object. He is sitting inside that also, every stone. Perhaps that is the reason why in India a stone can be put as deity and worship. This is the reason. Because Krishna is sitting inside that. Because not that we should do like that, but I'm just saying, yeah.
In one of the Prabhupada's interview somewhere, when he was debating with the scientist, so on this Shirodaksha Vishnu, basically, I mean, not specifically he was mentioning Shirodaksha, but the nucleus, when the protons rotate on nucleus, so he asked one question to scientists, who gives them the energy to rotate? So they were without any answer. So then he said, it is Vishnu who gives them the power, energy.
Otherwise, how come Prabhupada said so many planets are floating around? Why are they not falling on our heads? So very true, Prabhu, what you said. And another thing, please see, I'm not a science student, but I understand, in every object, whether gold, diamond or dust, the same electron, proton is there, only thing their number is different. Means what? They are coming from the 5 elements and the 16 elements. That's correct, right? Those who have done science, is it right or not? Everything is made of electron, proton. Only the number in gold is different from this carbon plastic. So what does it mean? The element is the same. Okay. And best we can understand that we are not this body is when you visit the dentist. I'm telling you. Any one of you went to dentist? Okay. When you go to dentist, what will it put to your teeth? Some material object only. Earlier they used to put silver.
Yeah.
Correct? Now they are putting some other amalgamating, some other thing.
Blue.
Yeah, something they'll put. Meaning what? Unless and until the body is of matter, how can that stick there and be all right? It has to be of the same thing, right? So anyway, so therefore the conclusion is that the Purusha Avatara is manifested in three. We have done this?
Yes.
Second, third we have done, yeah. Yeah, please read the last one, the yellow one.
One who knows these planetary features of the personality of God.
Plenary. Yeah, plenary word.
One who knows these planetary features of the personality of Godhead, knows Godhead properly. And thus the knower becomes freed from the material conditions of birth, death, old age and disease. As it is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita.
There you go. So, one who just knows, and one place Prabhupada knows is equal to also believing. See, when the child is born, the child doesn't ask his mother, have you done DNA test that he is my father? Karta hai kya? Maa ne bola, father hai, matlab hai. Similarly here. So, and the kid only believes. Which is a fact also. Similarly here also, just by believing, that means either knowing or believing is the same thing. And thus the knower becomes freed from the material. Which shloka is this? Anybody remember? No, there one who knows these plenary features of the... There is this one, right? Janma karma cha me divyam. Okay. Oh, here it comes. Sorry, I forgot. So the one who knows my transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not upon leaving this body take birth again. Okay?
This is the Srila Prabhupada's favorite sloka in Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah. Keeps on
referring. This is the favorite sloka.
Yes.
And Prabhu, like if you approve, I'll just say one point like
this. Please tell. Very good. That is both Yanta Parashara.
So Amarendra Prabhu's lecture, like he given clear indication of like so he split the word like Karna Udaga Shai Vishnu. So Karna means like a cashier, Udaga means like a water, and Shai means like a line.
Yes.
So that is like a very nice to remember. Karna Udaga Shai Vishnu, then Garbha Udaga Shai Vishnu, then Shira Udaga Shai Vishnu.
Very
so Udaga water, like the Shai is like a sleeping in that particular water. So
nice way of remembering.
Yeah.
Nice point, Prabhu. Okay. What is the time now?
9:30.
Is it becoming too technical? Because it's a lot of information here. It's not in a story form. But it is It is engineering science of this creation. Okay, let me see how much is there, otherwise... Okay, 5 more minutes we'll do and then we can wind up. So in this shloka, 1.3.2, the subject matter of Mahavishnu is summarized. And he lies down, so we have done this. Now see how it is Mahatattva is created. It's just through the glance. So we have done this. Thus, electrified by the power of the Lord, the material nature at once creates innumerable universes. Just as in due course a tree decorates itself with innumerable grown fruits. Nothing can take place without a cause. The Karan ocean is called casual ocean, causal ocean. We should not foolishly accept the atheistic theory of creation. So they say, they know, we know this. In my, maybe I shared with my kids class, they were telling about the Darwin theory. So I was telling my son, you go and tell teacher, Baba, your ancestors might be from monkeys. Mine are from Brahma. Which is a fact. It's not that this became this, this became this, this. They all were created same time. If that is like that, why monkeys are still there? It should have been over by now. Because humans are already created. Means these guys are still evolving.
At least human should have become some other thing.
That is another thing. So material power has no power to create. We discussed this point. Purusha impregnates, we discussed this point. Similarly, we should not expect any creative power from material ingredients. Purusha is required, Prakriti is required, both. Because the Lord wished to lie down in meditation, the material energy created innumerable universes in each of them. In each of them the Lord lay down, and thus all the planets and different paraphernalia were created at once by the will of the Lord. The Lord has unlimited potencies and thus He can act as He likes by perfect planning. See? Although personally He has nothing to do. See, when we spend our time, it is called time pass. When Krishna spends his time, it is called pastime. This is the only difference. And if we use his pastime in our time pass, then we can also go to his pastime. So because the Lord wished to lie down, okay, we covered this. The Lord has unlimited potencies. See, actually this is information which is available, and this only itself is so overwhelming, but there are so many other potencies which we don't even can imagine. He has no one is greater than equal to Him. This is the verdict of Vedas. So shall we close at this? Otherwise it will be too much of a Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupad Ki Jai, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, काव्य कट्टे भक्तों की जय, हरि बोल।